Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to give you a quick update and let you know what's going on with the show. Right now, we are in a little bit of a hiatus because recently, 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday night, my dad, Brian Merkel, had a heart attack before he was heading into work. So I just wanted to let you all know that over the next couple of weeks, there's still going to be some Back It Up episodes that are posted on the typical interview Wednesdays. But after that, he's going to be back in the studio, and he should be able to get back into the swing of things like he was doing. So anyway, just wanted to let you all know before the show that this isn't the... we're not just doing Back It Ups now, but anyway, so enjoy the show.
Merkel Media.
The driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
I'm Brian Shipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you have a story you would like, just a conversation you want to have with us, we'd like to hear your experiences from the road, the things that you've done, things you've experienced, things you've seen. We want to hear about it. And so does everybody else. So contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegends.com webpage. Hit the contact section, and you can get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of a shipper. Tell them about the voicemail line.
Voicemail line is a short story, crazy, wild, stupid thing you might have seen, done, participated in. Leave a message.
Yeah.
515-585-MERK. That's 515-585-6375 for those of you that are watching. Leave a message.
Yep. We'll if you're watching this show, you've got a problem.
Well, it's on YouTube.
We're a podcast. And it is on YouTube, but there's no video with it. So.
All right. We got faces for a voice.
If you find yourself in need of preparedness stuff.
Not in this Joe Biden era. Come on.
No.
Go right by it. Where everything's fine, man. Everything's fine, man.
Everything is fine.
Popcorn's happy.
I think it's corn pop.
No, I'm talking about Popcorn Sutton. The legend lives on.
The legend lives on. Yes. All right. It's fantastic. Anyway.
Master bootlegger.
If you find yourself in need of some preparedness stuff, 30-year coffee, 25-year food, you know where to go. Preparewithhll.com. That's preparewithhll.com. Chipper, what about buy me a coffee? Can people buy me a coffee?
Yeah, they can. Just go to our website there, buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane. Follow the simple directions. If you like what's going on here, have at it. Follow the simple directions. Otherwise, thanks for looking.
And
yeah, we got a website too. There's junk on there. Take a look-see. Let us know what you got.
Let us know what you got. Let us know what you got. Yeah. And we are looking at hats. At least,
shut up.
At least that's what I've been told by HQ.
Yes, I've been hearing this for a year and a half.
Merkel Media,
following, people
HQ,
have been following this
from
longer
the top
than that. Have been hearing
on
that.
Down to us lowly people here in Shoemakersville,
top
the
down.
Big town,
top down, bottom up.
Yeah, this is a top down organization. And
watch the video.
Anyway, all of that being said, Shipper, who are we talking to today? I can tell you who we're talking to today.
Before we get to that, I'd like to pass on the
other. Oh, fantastic. Shipper's got things to pass on.
There's a thing now. Maybe we'll try that one. Anyway, there's a loss in the Hammer Lane Legend family.
There's a loss?
Yes.
Somebody passed?
Well, not yet, but, you know, it's coming. You know, if everybody get out their bingo cards.
Sorry, I didn't know I was on my way out.
If everybody gets out their bingo cards, you can check out the box that says, talk about Brian's Toyota.
I know.
It's dying.
It is dying. It is. Yep.
He is now.
Almost 374, like 200 miles shy of 374,000 miles.
It ain't going to make 375.
No.
So it's anyway. Not.
You it's missed not. An oil change, didn't you?
Why did
at the age of the car, what? It's changing itself. You feel me, bro?
Anyway.
But, you
it
know.
It died, so you don't have to hear that anymore.
It is totally on its way out, unfortunately.
And we haven't got the call back from Toyota yet.
No.
To try to replace it for free.
Yeah, they haven't called. They haven't said. It's a very sad day. But life goes on.
Yes.
Just
now,
not for my Toyota Camry. Anyway.
Yeah, we're today, talking to Donald Lynn.
Yes, today we are talking. It's an in-studio interview, session, conversation with Donna. Donna Lynn, and she is Hector's wife. We had Hector on a while ago. He actually reminded me how long ago it was that he was on. And I'm like, wow, that was a while ago. So, yeah. And he is sitting here next to his lovely wife.
Shut up. It's about her, not you. Anyway.
So,
that's right.
Fair.
Amen, no right? But be nice, Ship. Play nice with others.
I don't play well with others.
All right. And then, you have to get off your phone.
I'm doing
Did you put it on
stuff.
Silent?
No.
And you would put it on silent?
Well,
so
I was trying to
think.
Find a video.
Anyway, Donna, how are you doing? It's nice to see you. Nice to have you in studio. It's very, it's nice. We don't always get.
Oh! Hold on.
All of a sudden, he's got
By
something
the way,
to say.
I just like to shout out to Line Hall. Taking care of me. Enough said.
Oh, since you're shouting out the line,
shut
ball,
up!
He's one of
Not
her
about
best friends.
You. Not about you.
God, I've missed you guys.
I know, right?
It's been a while. Yeah.
Anyway, Donna's here.
Donna's like, yeah, it's going to be a while again after this. Yeah.
Make me realize why I like day shift.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're here to solidify your life.
Makes
you
me
know?
Like, okay, well, like night shift. They don't have to see people.
True.
I think he just said. Wow, that wasn't very nice.
I'm not
Shipper.
That. I'm not
he
that little kid
well.
From the Sixth Sense.
If he
I
was
see
nice,
dead people.
It'd be weird.
It would be weird. It would. Yes.
You know, it's the last time. These the last hours when that happens.
When you're nice.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're definitely not close to that.
You can mark that as he's checking out.
He's not. He's not checking out yet. I can guarantee you that.
Not yet. We're working on it.
Had those conversations.
Right.
Anyway, Donna Lynn, it is nice to have you.
Yeah,
it really is
to be
nice.
Here.
Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
So tell us about what you do in the trucking industry, because you're not a driver.
I am not a driver. Thank goodness for everybody else on the road. No.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of drivers out there on the road, even truck drivers, and I question it. I'm like, why are you in the middle lane? I just had this conversation with Shipper last night. Why are you in the middle lane if you're doing 60 miles an hour and the speed limit's 65?
Yeah, my road rage would not do very well in a truck.
It drives me insane. Anyway.
But I'm in claims, so any damages, shortages, I take care of everything. I've worked all different shifts there, doing all kinds of things.
Ow.
Whoa.
It's okay. Should nail this down.
Yeah, right?
Yes, we'll nail it down next time.
Well, you didn't do the carpet yet. Remember, Hector? You can talk. He said he was going
to
tack down
Back
the carpet.
Back to you.
Yeah.
He did say that.
Yeah. Back to Don. Okay. Back to
Quiet.
Donna Lynn.
Quiet over there.
Yeah, no, I do pretty much anything needed in the office, and
well, let's
hang
not
out
go
with
that
you guys.
Way. Let's not go that far.
Listen, spent a lot of nights with you guys.
No. You might spend a lot of nights with him, not me.
Yeah.
Nah.
So,
just want to put that out there in case my wife was listening.
Yeah, because that's where we all get together to do it at work.
Right, yes. That's yeah. it. We're a big family there.
Yeah, we're one big happy family yes. looking for a dark trailer. Yes. yes.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they get rid of that trailer?
They did. Thank goodness. Anyway, Donalyn, continue.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not only working in trucking.
Pull in closer to your mic. I just want to make sure that we're picking all you right. up really good.
Boost her up all the way.
I am going to. I want to make sure I'm pushing her.
Well, why aren't you talking to Mike when you're talking to somebody? Is this your second day podcast?
Talk, Donalyn. Go ahead. You talk and I'll.
You talk, you'll listen.
So not only do I work in trucking, I am married to a truck driver, obviously. And
sorry for your loss.
I know. That was not in the agreement when we got married.
Could have married a surgeon, but settled for this.
That was not in the agreement when we got married. So, but yeah, I spend a lot of my time.
Well, as a truck driver, he's trying to figure out how to get the cord out.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I don't think I can recover from that one.
I know, right?
Dang.
Yep.
But yeah, so I spend, you know, between work and home, we're all about the trucks.
It is. I mean, that your whole life is trucking.
It is.
You know, you get to take it home with you. It's awesome.
So much fun.
You get to go home with your husband.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
When I let him.
Yeah.
I was going to say, some days not so good a lot much.
When she doesn't want me home, it's, hey, go be with your fire truck. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Quiet hose yanker.
Yes.
You know, this is always interesting. It's always fun to have mm-hmm. people in studio. Right. I always enjoy it because it's a lot more fun. You know, because you get that interaction. Yeah.
As soon as Nozzle Nut knows, he's, you know, when we look at him, that's when he speaks. You didn't train this one too well a lot. Sit, boo-boo. Anyway, yeah. back to Donalyn.
Would
you get this conversation going here?
You keep interrupting over there.
I know, not right?
Like, I'm just...
And it's not even like he's on his phone this
criticism.
Time. This is just him. Yeah, he never talks this much, right. ever.
Oh, well.
So...
You ought to feel privileged.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
Anyway.
We all needed him to talk more.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The world would be so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. That. We're looking forward to it. Anyway. So you do claims.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
It's always an adventure.
I bet it is. Because sure. As you know, mm-hmm. we are Pitt, Ohio.
We are.
We are professionals.
Yeah.
And our claims are very low. So you must have very little to do.
Some days.
No, you have very little to do, right? You just, most days you're sitting there.
Yeah, most days I just sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Between the customers and, you know, you always get the little damages here and there.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, we deal with residential customers, not just companies. So dealing with the customers, it's always fun.
That's the aspect of trucking that I don't like. And I know
the customers
are important.
Yes.
It's just... That's
Without
why I work
them,
at night.
We wouldn't have jobs.
Yeah, exactly. None of us be working. So I'm
all for that. You know, do me a favor. Stop buying shit. I can retire early.
Don't listen to Shipper, please. We'd like things to pick up so that he has to do three a night. I would like to see Shipper have to do go back to doing three Harrisburg turns a night. That would be nice.
I was offering doing a half turn.
I think his wife would like that.
I thought we had him up to four Harrisburgs a night.
It would be. We could probably squeeze.
We did that prior to this other one.
Yeah.
This new system.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. It happens.
You got one more in you.
He does. Yeah. I've got faith in him. I know he could do it.
Absolutely. You just gotta ask him nicely.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
That's the key.
Oh, don't even ask him nicely. Just tell him to do it. No. There's no asking nicely. It's Shipper. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to Donna.
What else does your job entail? I guess really what I'm asking is what's it like to deal with the customers on the basis of claims?
Yeah, beans are already pissed off because something got damaged or something got lost.
I can imagine, right?
We do that a lot.
Right. Sure.
They get upset, but you just got to diffuse them. And
that's good.
Mostly, I do a lot of reports.
Yeah.
Dealing with the customers is only a slim portion of it.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of reports. We have a lot of trailers that get loaded by other companies that we have to report on all that.
Oh,
so
okay.
I do all of that. We do our dock checks every day to see if there's freight on the dock that shouldn't be.
It's kind of like a check engine light.
Basically. You know,
dock's still there. Good.
Yep.
Check engine. Good.
We'll just keep talking.
It's still on.
You and me. We're
still
here.
Working.
Yeah. So how are you doing there, Junior?
It is a good thing.
It is.
You know, and honestly, I mean, I screw around, kid around about, you know, customers and having to deal. God bless the city guys. The city drivers, men and women.
They deal with a lot.
They do. And you know, you ladies in the office, I just couldn't do it.
Well, thanks.
You know, that's why it's like,
yeah,
I'm glad you're there.
Well, right. Thank you.
Because somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
And at least it's somebody pleasant like you. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you. When I talked to you yesterday,
I'm like,
she has got the most pleasant voice. I was just like, you know, and it not, well, I don't mean you. In a creepy way. No, I just mean, it was a very pleasant, it's like, she's you're really, you know, customer service.
That's what you me. Want. I want to apply.
We'll no, train you.
Don't. You don't need me to train. Give me 15 minutes on the phone. I get you 15% less.
But we can't do with less customers. We want more. No, we don't want 15% less customers.
No, we need our jobs.
But you do. You have a very pleasant voice for the phone. And honestly, I did think that yesterday when I called just to, you know, make sure we were good to go for today.
Yeah. So now what are you doing? Like, calling her during the day just to hear her voice?
Yeah, I did.
That's you
just,
did.
That's what I do. It's,
stalker.
There you go. That's right.
I mean, he knows where I am all day, so.
All the things that are running through my head, I'm like, I can't say that.
I can.
You can and do. That's the problem. Anyway, you do. It is. And that's what you need. You need to have somebody who's pleasant, who's got a nice demeanor, which is why most truck drivers aren't customer service people.
Yes.
Yeah. We deliver. And that's, you know, that's what we're here for.
I get told
all
the time.
Look at that, Hector. You deliver.
I'm way too nice to customers.
Really?
I am way too nice.
See?
Doesn't matter.
It comes through. But that, you know, but that is the thing that makes your job, happen. That's good.
So.
That's.
Well, if you love your job, you'll never work a day in your life. That's what they say.
That's a lie.
I really enjoy going to work, which is scary working with all of you guys. But yeah,
God bless
you. I do. I love going to work.
I haven't. You know what?
That's a lie.
Nope, I'm still working. Yeah. You know, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. You know, Shipper said, you know, you find it something you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life. I'm still working.
Yeah.
All these years later, it's still a job.
He's still searching for love.
I'm still looking for love. And it's in all the wrong places, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, God. Anyway.
So.
What was that guy? Johnny
Paycheck?
Lee? No. Paycheck with the take the job and shove it when you're leaving.
Well, it's like the same, isn't it?
No, it's a little different. She still gets paid every week.
I do.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Johnny Lee. Yeah, Lee.
Johnny
Google
Lee.
That. Yeah,
Johnny
Google Lee. That. Get on. Yeah.
I'm going to get right on that. Johnny
he's
Lee.
He's good. Gotcha.
He's fantastic. You know, Shipper is like, he's a font of information.
Yes. I don't Google. It's just all stored up in here, rattling around.
Random facts.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. Anyway, so what else have you done at Pitt in the trucking industry, I should say?
I started out in customer service. I was part-time for a long time.
And now you do?
And then I was on nights in customer service and planning.
Now,
and
now pretty much.
Now I deal with all the broken stuff.
And customer service.
And customer service. Yep.
There's a trend here.
Yeah.
I do see that.
I'm a people person.
You are a people person, and that's what it takes.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm glad.
Well, at least we got one.
Yeah. We do. We have one. Right.
Well, 100%. I can relinquish my crown.
Yep, because you're a people person.
Oh, speaking of which, you know, did you hear about crown? That Burger King crown bullshit?
No.
Yeah, you know, they're handing them out to everybody now. You know, like you were 8 years old, now you get them now when you go there.
Yeah.
So stop at Burger King on your way home, get a crown.
Mm-hmm. I can get a crown?
Yeah, you can get a crown.
Michelle doesn't like Burger King.
It sucks to be her.
Makes her sick.
Yeah, well.
I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Which I felt really bad for. But
so she wants a Whopper with cheese tonight? She don't listen, so what does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Very true. She does not listen to our show.
No?
No, my own wife doesn't listen. Then again, you're the shippers, so.
Right.
I mean.
It's a twofer.
I guess they live with you guys and hear about trucking all the time. They probably don't need to listen to it again. Yeah.
No, my wife's good at toning me out altogether.
Well, I'm sure.
It's a marriage thing. She'll listen when I talk. I mean, what's the difference?
What'd you say?
Shut up.
Exactly.
This.
You were just, your job was to drive her here, and then she does the interview, and then you drive her home.
Oops. I told him he didn't have to do that. So
right, he's able. What are you trying to read?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very appropriate.
Mother-in-law good. Bought it.
Yeah,
my mom bought it.
I get it. Yeah. I do. I agree.
He's her favorite son-in-law.
Would you stop fidgeting?
It sounds like it.
He's
the only one.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm the only mm-hmm. girl.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I've got
from
one son-in-law.
From the Sucks to Be You file.
Well, you know, I've got one son-in-law.
Out of everybody, and look who she roped in.
Because yeah. Jack still has not found a girl yet, but he will one of these
Jack
days.
Jack didn't commit.
Yeah.
Jack's smart, let's be honest.
Jack's also barefoot.
Let him
He'd
wait.
Be smarter if he got his hats, though.
If he what?
Got his hats.
That would be good. That would be good.
I'll tell you what.
But
you keep floating on that barge with your chassis, and we'll see where you get if you get to the port before the hats get here.
So
probably.
Translation, yeah. Slow boat from China.
It is a slow boat. Yeah. It is. You know why? It's solar powered. Well, it's a solar powered boat. That's, you know, how we're doing it now because it's green. We're trying to be, you know, earth conscious, and we're doing it the right way.
We're waiting for a hurricane or a tornado to push the boat a little faster.
We are. So back to Donna Lynn. So when are you going to get your CDL?
Never.
How old are you? Don't answer that question. You don't look old.
Wow.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you're old enough to date him.
There's the line. Right there's the line. Okay. 50.
So I'm older than him. So.
Really?
Yes.
Nice. Nicely done.
Yes.
You creep.
Well, nicely
robber.
Done for you, not her.
Thank you.
I mean,
you
know, yeah. But like most of our wives, you know, they've kind of lowered their standards because
we settle.
We're guys. Yeah. You know, it is what it is.
She says, I'm 20. I might as well hook up with this thing.
All I know is I can tell when she reads your shirt, she's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And she loves you. She hugs you. It's a good thing. Oh, by the way, his shirt does say, I told my wife to embrace her mistakes and she hugged me. Mm-hmm. Amen, brother. It's a good thing. So when are you getting your CDL?
Never.
How come?
No.
It's like the one aspect of the trucking industry that you haven't done yet, that and terminal manager. So I'm waiting for that one, too. You should do.
I don't want either one, though.
But you don't have to do. You know what you could do? Hmm. When number two in Allentown steps up, I don't want to say anybody's name because I don't know if anybody wants. But when number two steps into number one, you can step into number.
We have number two. Number three will become number two.
Who's that? I have no idea.
Yeah, later. 3 minus 2 equals 1.
No names.
That's later.
Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm like lost. I'm like, I don't pay attention to nothing. I had no idea.
Butt Merkel. Don't let her.
Butt Merkel. No, I'm not Butt Merkel. It's just Merkel.
Don't let her confuse you, though. My first trucking job with CR England.
Is it somebody who works at?
Yes.
At the company already, or is this like?
Yes.
My first trucking job with CR England when I was on the intermodal rail.
Yeah.
I took her to work with me the one day in the rail yard in Bethlehem. I got in the passenger seat, threw her in the driver's seat, and she drove that 10 speed across the yard.
Yeah, but we'll never do that on the road.
Why not?
Oh, I will hurt someone. I can't drive my regular car. I'm not driving a truck.
It's like driving a regular car now. It's got lane departure.
It does.
It does.
It does.
It's got all the bells and whistles.
It does. And they're annoying.
I'm sure they are.
But I thank goodness they're there. I like, why can't we have that option?
Yeah.
I'd like.
There is, but, you know, corporate left it on. We can't get into that computer yet.
So, do you have any questions for Donna Lynch?
No, not at all. You're doing fine. I'm just trying to keep this guy shut up.
It's not easy, I tell you. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Duct tape.
Oh, you got some?
I'm thinking of looking.
Okay. I do have it somewhere.
Or is it alien tape?
He's
he's
doing a
the
good
other
job.
Show.
He's sitting over there quietly laughing.
He was threatened.
Oh, there you go. That's what I like to hear. That's the way it is.
Yeah,
that's how my
line.
Wife treats me.
Oh, that's the way you shut you down, huh?
Mm-hmm. So.
You got to get me on your side. I'll shut him down quick.
There you go.
Part of it is you, but yeah, we'll stop there. Anyway.
So.
Back to you.
Back to Donna Lynn. Thank you, Ship.
Hey, you're welcome.
Because Shipper has no questions.
Right.
So we'll just keep going with our conversation. So you've done customer service.
You're doing a fine job.
Daytime. Which one did you like better? Did you like daytime or nighttime better?
She liked nighttime because she saw my smiling
Absolutely.
Face.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I do miss night shift. I miss there being not many people around.
That's
during the day. There's people in and out of my office.
I bet.
But no, I like the job better on day. I like claims.
Yeah.
Can't really do that at night. So
yeah, that's just kind of difficult. Yeah, it can.
It's damaged. It'll be damaged today. It'll be damaged tonight.
That's true.
And if it's not damaged today, it'll be damaged tonight.
And the best part about that is when you're calling the customers, well, I left them a message.
Yeah, 3 a.m.
Hey, welcome to my life.
I'm waiting for you to get back to me. Yeah. But yeah, so you like daytime better.
I do. Which I like the job.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, it's almost a goofy question to ask because when you work nights, it's like
it's hard finding a babysitter all night.
Well, it's like you don't have a life. You know what I mean? Because it's like different.
It is.
Just the way we work. I mean, as a truck driver, you come in anywhere. Like, you don't have a start time. You know what I mean? Like, you come anywhere from 8 o'clock.
Oh, I know. I told you how to fix
10:30.
That. I told you how to fix that.
And you need to get done anywhere from 8 o'clock
to 10:30. Really yeah. I know the fix for this.
Oh, it's like, this way. What's the fix?
You don't bid on the runs. You bid on the start time.
Yeah,
and whatever it runs ready at 8 o'clock, you're on, sweetheart.
I wish they did. That would be so much easier.
Oh, I bet.
That's
yeah.
above all our pay grades.
I wish they did that with the daytime guys. No. You get whatever runs done when you get there. Not it wait
doesn't
for
matter.
Your
they're
trailer.
Not getting out of the gate till 7:45 anyway.
Sometimes 10:30.
I have no comments.
Yes, no,
I do. I have many questions. I'll reserve this for my last day.
Oh, somehow okay. I doubt that. I know you ship is not going to wait that long. Yeah.
Let me know when that is.
Yeah.
I want to be there.
Could be today.
Nah.
Probably not.
Nah. At the airing of this podcast.
You think Lionhall's going to say something to you? You think they like you?
I know they do.
They liked me better.
They do.
I bet you they have shared feelings too.
Well.
They do.
They feel me, bro. They feel me.
I was nice to them.
Listen to you go, dude. You got it down.
And oh, by the way, anybody at Line Hall wants to take the polar plunge and actually do an interview, I'm all for it. I've told you that many a time. Well, don't be scared.
Or the actual polar plunge.
I know. I was going to say, like a conversation with us isn't cold, except for when it's with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, for the most part.
This is the aspect I bring of this.
We try to have a nice and fun and energetic conversation with people about the trucking industry, in the trucking industry, which is why we're trying to talk to Donna Lynn about her job in the trucking industry and not the polar plunge. But are you doing the polar plunge?
I am.
Really?
Yes.
That's impressive. Are you doing it too?
I am.
Okay, stop.
This was.
Stop.
Uh-oh.
Now, is this the little chintzy wincy polar plunge where we're going to walk into a 3-foot pool? Or are we diving into
the
Susquehanna River or the Schuylkill?
I wouldn't dive into Susquehanna. It's about 3 inches deep.
Well, you know, you dam her up, you're good to go.
We are jumping into the Delaware River.
Are you really?
In Easton.
There's a hole deep enough there?
Apparently.
You can just about walk across to Phillipsburg.
Bottom of the waterfall, you know.
Okay.
There you go. That's impressive. I'm really...
Yeah.
Are there any other ladies that...
Really? We have a team of 16 right now.
Wow.
And this was all because I saw that Pittsburgh was doing it. And I was like, there's one right here. Why don't we do it? And now we have a team of 16 or 17. And
that's
we're
fantastic.
Jumping into the river.
When's this?
Wow, that is
February 17th.
What rock have you been hiding under?
It will be on my birthday.
Are you saying it's on Facebook?
It is.
What time?
So everything starts around 10 a.m.
Wow.
But we don't know what wave we're jumping in. They jump every hour. So.
All right. So we'll just put it right about there.
Yes. You're reading that name correct.
There.
He's coming out from Pittsburgh. Yes.
Okay.
We have corporate coming out.
Who?
That is really
Who's
cool.
coming out?
Brad.
Kaven.
Yep.
All right.
He is jumping with us.
Kudos, Brad.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Look at all the money you guys are raising.
We are.
That's fantastic.
That's the other part of my job and why I love it.
The 17th?
17th.
How come I can't put nothing
I
there?
Help arrange all the community service fundraisers,
That's
which
awesome.
I love. That's the best part.
Stop.
Again?
Okay. You know how we said Paulus did that $20,000 with the trees?
Yep.
Yes.
But I've just recently talked to Paulus. They've also done basket gift raffle, something. He's actually gotten more money to give the other
yep.
charities that I didn't know about. But
2,000 to one and 500 to another, if I'm not mistaken. Yep.
Whatever. She could tell
but
you.
I don't remember what they were. Do you remember what they were?
I don't remember the charities off the top of my head. He's actually jumping in the river with us.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'll watch.
He jumped right in.
I'm not jumping. I'm not a jumper. No. Nope.
Oh, come on.
Talk amongst yourself.
Yeah, we'll talk amongst ourselves. But that's really cool.
Yeah.
I was very excited
for that one. And it's on my birthday, so.
That's your birthday?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Freeze your butt off on your birthday. Yeah. Way to do it.
Pneumonia. Yeah. It's fine.
Make it your last birthday, you know.
Nah, we're just going to celebrate another year.
Let's hope that, yeah. But maybe it should start a trend for you, like a tradition.
Maybe.
You can do this every year on your birthday.
We'll see how this year goes.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, now if it's anything like the weather we've been having this week.
Yeah, this week was
nice. Wouldn't be bad, you know.
If it was anything like last week, not
forget
so much.
It. Which is, you know, winter in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, it's 20 degrees. It's 50 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
It's 20 degrees. And you wonder why everybody's sick.
Yep.
You know.
It could be 50 and snowing. I mean, it
could be.
We've had that before.
Yes, we have.
This weather is
ridiculous. At the rate this year is going, we might even be having snow in July. Who knows?
I mean,
let's hope not.
I got it. No.
What's that for? Heck, what do you mean?
I've been saying for years, July 4th, we're going to have a blizzard. It's coming.
It hasn't happened yet. You're not a very good prognosticator, are you?
That's why I drive a truck, not a meteorologist.
Amen, brother. Me too. It's like, but you know what? That's a great job to have, isn't it? That's a job where you can be wrong all the time and still get a paycheck.
It's 50-50 weather. Come on. 50-50.
It's either gonna or it's not.
Right. Yep. We can get an accumulating snow from 1 to 9 inches.
And we got a dusting.
Yeah. You know. And it could be sunny or it could be cloudy. It's either gonna or it's not.
Right.
That's it. It's a 50-50 proposition all the time. Back to Donald.
There's going
to
be weather every day, no matter what you say it's going to be. So
now that is the smartest thing I've heard anybody say about the weather in a long time, right. Because that's about
whether
what
or
it
not
is.
You care.
There's going to be weather one way or the other.
Yep.
I agree with that, which is very, very intelligent.
Thanks.
Back to Donald. Chipper.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for Donald?
No, you're doing quite well.
All right.
I'll just interject when I, you know.
When you want
when
to.
Something hits.
Yeah, when he figures it's time to say something.
Right.
Anyway, so how long have you and Hector been married?
Well, that's kind of personal.
Yeah, it is personal because it's a show about her.
We are going on 12 years.
Holy cow.
How long are you planning on staying married to him?
12 years. She reached her goal.
12 years, 3 days.
Goal attained.
Oh, by the way, Hector, there's a letter when you get home.
Yeah, you might want to check the mailbox.
Right. Just signed up for another 18 years. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
That's called child support.
That's a long 18 years now.
The first two were getting to the age where I couldn't, so
right.
I had to make sure I set.
You're set for the rest. Yeah. Right. I get you. I'm with you. I'm right down the line. 12 years. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So did you guys meet in the trucking industry?
No, we met in middle school.
Really?
Yeah, we've been together almost 22.
So you're a lot younger than I thought.
21, 22 years.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Old? No.
No, we've been together.
Oh.
Now you interject.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have went with that.
Say that again.
I wouldn't have went with that.
At this point, it's been over half our life together.
Yeah. Would you be quiet?
That is amazing.
About your wife.
I asked. And I asked him to reiterate what he said.
Yeah.
So.
Why would you encourage that? Why does this keep going to Norton VPN?
Children?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, our daughter's going to be 18.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really weird when I start getting to those ages.
Yeah.
And then I start leaving.
Well, this one's probably not leaving soon.
No, I didn't mean like you're pushing her out.
Oh,
I don't mean that, but they're just starting to that age where they're independent and then they start to leave and then you're left all alone eventually.
We're going to have
18
our
years,
first
so.
Grandbaby in the next couple months.
No kidding.
Yeah.
From who?
Our daughter.
The 18.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Don't look at him in the house.
Our daughter made it longer than we did.
I mean, yeah, we had her. He was 15. I was 16.
Wow. You really did start young.
Yeah. So
that's freaking awesome.
It's a longer way to retirement as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, no, you know what it is? You got it out of the way early.
We did. And then we decided we weren't quite done.
Did they really? Do you know they got a 10-month old now?
Right? Well, we were getting there. We've got the 18. And then there's one underneath that that's
15.
And then there's one underneath that that's
10 months.
10 months.
Little tiny thing.
15 years between them.
It's a kid of palooza.
That's how my wife Michelle. It's her, and then she has a brother like 2 years younger than her, and then she has another brother that's 16 years younger than her.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah. So I get you. It happens.
We got to the point where our life was getting boring, and we were like, well, either we go on vacation or we have a kid. Yeah. We had a kid.
You did not choose
I would have went a different route with that, but
vacation would have been a lot. It's vacations are over. Kids,
they're
forever.
Like luggage.
They but are. No,
that, forever.
It is. I'm only kidding with you. That is awesome. It really is kind of cool.
Yeah, he really is. He's a light.
Oh,
he's,
I bet.
And he loves his big brother and sister so much.
That's fantastic.
So,
that is fantastic.
Great.
I'd like to make a prediction. Moses is going to speak.
Well. That's pushing it.
I'm going to give it 3 years. Hector will be bald.
Yeah. He's got quite a bit up there yet.
A lot of hair. Yeah,
that's going to be gone.
I don't think
Look at that receding hairline. It's going back faster than the people from going across the border.
Not.
What?
Nope.
Nah.
Not touching that one.
What about faster than ship on 78 on a platinum night?
Oh, nice. Wow, there you go. That's pretty fast. Faster than shipper doing a drop and hook is NASCAR drop and hook. It's famous. It is line haul famous. He is known for the NASCAR drop and hook. Literally, I don't know how the dude does it. I don't know how he does it.
I got new shoes.
I've heard that
is. His sneakers make him go fast.
I've heard the stories. I've seen him in the yard bouncer, and I watch him leave with a trailer.
Do they light up too?
No. No, they're not Skechers. My kid used to have. Where's the boy? Just look around. He'll light up if he's moving.
They didn't have cool stuff like that when we were kids. You know what I'm saying? We were lucky just to have Converse Canvas,
Chuck Taylors.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
the You can get them point. Now in your size. You know that, right?
The light up ones?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not going to do that.
They have little remotes and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. You can change the lights and everything.
Colors?
You can be a fashion statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a regular old fashion statement. Yeah, that's me.
That's it. Just you can call be a fashion statement in a line mall.
What are you doing? That thing is attached.
I know it is. I'm just kind of moving it a little bit.
Not going to be for long.
Every time I'm here, he does this.
He does.
Every time.
It's not just the times you're here. It's every time he's here.
Let's just be thankful the phone's down for this minute.
Right. Yes. It is nice. It's nice to see his eyes.
Yeah. No wobble. Everything's
nice.
Good.
No
Everything's
wobble.
Good here. All right. We can start the show now.
Yeah.
34 minutes in.
34 minutes in, Shipper shows up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's kind of like work.
Is that a new record?
It is a new record. Yeah. He's usually, takes him a while to get around to, putting the phone down.
It's usually the second interview that I get moving.
Yeah. I understand that on a Saturday, though.
Yeah, well, if I got done as early as he did, I could get 8 hours of sleep before I did
the
show.
Hey, look, you picked the bid. You picked the wrong one. I can't help it.
Dude, I did not pick the wrong one. I'm a happy camper.
If he didn't pass off that last run,
He would not be sitting here talking about it like, oh, you picked the wrong one. Yeah.
I'm going to say this right now.
Because
wait till the spring hits.
Yeah.
I didn't get back to 9 o'clock because there was 3 accidents in Connecticut.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. I will still be here.
Yeah. Late.
I live here. If I'm back by 9 o'clock, I'm still here before the show.
Yeah. That's true.
And no matter when the show, whatever, when I get back, I'll still be here before the show.
It's true.
It is
true. You get back after that, then you got a
problem. And if I don't get a text that we're doing a show, I sleep in.
Yeah.
Who are you kidding? You get done at 3 o'clock in the morning and don't go to sleep.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, there is that. Back. Anyway.
Now he's breaking it.
We got a little wobble now. So.
You're just never satisfied, are you, dude? Those things are expensive.
That's all right.
No, it's not.
Miracle Media can afford this stuff.
Yeah. Anyway.
Make him buy the next one.
I may just have to,
I got a little wobble going on.
So.
Bitch.
How do your kids like the trucking industry? Like with Hector being a driver and not being home and all this. How does that affect your lives? How is that?
Let me
put it to you that way.
I don't think they really notice. I mean, he's always been either some form of trucking, whether it be in a tow truck or a rig. So
you did tow trucking stuff.
Yeah.
Too. Cool.
You don't remember The Midnight Thief? Come on. That was the name of the show.
Dude, I've done 196 of them.
So is that dementia or Alzheimer's?
Both.
Nice.
It's a combination of
whichever
the two.
Whichever one gets them out past the goal line quicker.
Yeah. And it is lack of sleep, dementia, Alzheimer's. What else can I throw in there? Lack of hair. Mm. It's all of those, all of the above.
Yeah, I spent
follicle deficiency.
Three years doing that.
Yeah.
3 years.
Both on the AAA side and the repossession side.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Did we ask you about that? I'm sure we did.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it.
Dude, I got to listen to our show once in a while.
We're not asking him now because it's about her.
Yeah. Look, she was explaining about him and how it's effect on the kids and your lives. And it doesn't. Because that's how ours was.
We're just used to it. Yeah. So, I mean, the kids grew up knowing he might be home. He might not.
The kids grew up not knowing who dad is. Hey, who's that guy walking in there?
Yeah. They still don't know.
Stranger in the door.
Now it's just stranger danger every time he walks in the house.
Oh, I thought it was ATM. Give me all the money.
Yeah, that too.
Well, that's that. That never ends, dude. 18, 19, 20. That just doesn't end. That's just get used to it because it's, you love your kids.
Absolutely.
And they know that.
Yep.
And they use that against you.
Absolutely.
Yes, they do.
I've trained them well.
Yes.
That's what happened because they got the Google machine.
They did.
They Googled it. That they have. You have to love them.
You have to. Actually, the Bible says you have to. Yes, it does. Don't go, it does. Trust me. I know you haven't read it, but I know I have, Moses.
Look, all I know is traffic parks. That's all I need to know.
It does. It does.
Me and the guy with the staff are good.
So.
So buttons on ice cream, Joe. See if they stick. Go ahead.
He really makes it fun.
He does.
He adds a whole new dimension to the show.
I make it more interesting to the listener.
Do you, though?
Yes. And if you don't like what I'm shucking, you can just jive out.
Fair.
No, I guess so. Yes. I guess that's, fair assessment.
Yes. Very much so. Don't get me started, though.
Where else do you see yourself going in the trucking industry? What's next?
Razor
like what's
wire.
What?
No, we've got an electric fence for that.
No,
we do.
Razor wire works better.
Still waiting
works.
For somebody to grab the fence.
Me too. I'm tempted every now and then.
You
walk past through that little safety gate and you're like,
on a night,
is it on?
Just walk up there
and
take a whiz.
No, I'm not going to do that.
See
I'm not
if
crazy.
It gives you anything.
It won't. It'll just sound the alarm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't know. You haven't tried it.
I mean, I haven't touched it, but
give it a whirl.
I've thought about it.
Me too. Like I said.
Nice vacation for a couple days.
Stick your tongue out.
Why do you gotta? Why can't you just touch it with your hand? Either you're peeing on it or you're licking it. Why?
Well, they'll both leave a mark one way or the other.
Yes. It's going to leave a mark.
You won't have a fourth kid or you're going to have a Sharpie mark across your tongue.
You're going to have a tough time talking for a while. I thought you... Anyway, so would you like to do? Let me put it to you that way. What else would you like to do in the trucking industry?
You know, I'm good where I'm at. I really.
That's not like.
I know.
That's not like. You have to look forward for yourself. You know, that's what they always tell us. We have to look forward.
Yeah.
You know, you got to plan ahead.
It's important. You're driving. You have to look forward.
I always have to look forward. Use the Smith system in your personal life. Aim high in your steering.
That's right.
Yeah. No, I'm.
Full
I'm
speed,
really good
aim
where
high.
I'm at. I do.
That's good.
All the fundraisers, I help organize all of them and my big thing is you have to give back to your community.
Yeah.
We've been very fortunate to not have any cuts or issues with our jobs through COVID, through everything.
Yep. I agree with that 100%.
So I'm good in claims.
How did COVID go in the office? I mean, like I haven't really sat and talked to anybody in the office, like what it was like when you brought it up and said, that's kind of a.
Yeah. It was tough.
I got a chance to sit there and, they don't have to see each other's ugly face. They just look at the eyes.
Well, we did have windows put up between us upstairs.
Really? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They did have those windows.
It was a salad buffet.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But, I mean.
And you could tell when somebody had it. Yeah. I was just going to say, you could tell when somebody had COVID because the shield was messy.
Yeah, actually, anyway, everybody in the office got it at one time.
When you can do everything you can and it's going to get passed.
There was
so much for the shots.
One or two people left in the office working all the shifts.
Wow.
I mean, we were working 10, 12 hour shifts just covering stuff. So it got a little crazy in there. Yeah. But
well, what do you mean covering? You know, making sure everybody got the COVID, what?
We were the only ones left. There was only a couple of us left standing at one point. So,
amen.
Yeah, it was, I mean, same as the world.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just funny because, like, I remember when we, you know, just being a driver during COVID, mm-hmm. especially at nighttime.
Yeah.
Especially when it first started. It was so weird because you could be the only person on the highway. You're like,
yeah.
You know, you see nobody coming at you, you mm-hmm. see nobody behind you, and you're just like, I love COVID.
Yeah. It was crazy, you know, when everything opened back up.
Yeah.
Like, traffic.
What?
And
where are all these people coming from? Yeah. And they're all, it's right back to the same old crap.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it wasn't like, oh, we're going to ease back into this. It's no. just, no, of course, I'm the most important person in the world. I have to get to work.
You remember we had to keep papers in our car saying that we were essential in case we got pulled over.
Yep. I'm an essential employee. That's me. I'm essential.
That was crazy to me.
It was to me, too, because I didn't feel very essential.
No.
Especially after everybody came back to work. It's like, yeah, you're not essential, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just a jerk in the way again.
We were needed. I mean, we hauled medical equipment.
Yeah,
so
yeah, of course. It had to get done, and we did it.
Yeah, we did.
And it's just, you know, it's one of those weird things because, you know, during COVID, you would hear so much about, oh, you know, these are the heroes. These are, you know, blah, 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 blah.
We didn't feel like it.
No. And, you know, when it's like, as soon as it said, it was gone.
Yeah.
Because it didn't mean anything.
No.
Because people didn't really feel that way.
As soon as they waved the green flag saying everything was open again, that was it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And you look at it, like, all these people got to work from home or stay home during all of it. And we were still working.
Yep.
We were working more sometimes.
Yep.
And it just was like, yeah, we're essential. Yay.
Yeah. That's what I said to Michelle. Next time, the next COVID pandemic, I would like to be able to be home.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want my turn at home, you know?
Let everybody else handle it.
Yeah. You know, but at the same time, it's like, I'm glad we were doing what we were doing because I can't imagine, you know, being home for, you know.
And you weren't sure if you were getting a paycheck or not.
Right. Right. So how many?
That's all right. You won't have to worry about paying anything back.
Yeah. You know.
They don't pay back student loans. They don't pay anything back. Just loan off, take all the money, borrow all the money you want. You don't have to pay it back.
He's not opinionated at all.
No, not at all.
I know.
I wish I didn't pay back my college loans before everything hit. Right. It'd be great.
Look at you, being responsible individual.
You paid them all back, crazy person.
I know.
You should drag that out a little bit more.
I know.
Would have been good.
Hindsight 2020.
Yep, how about it? I know, I feel you. That's what I mean. Hindsight 20, because that's where we're all at. We're all like, what was I thinking?
Talking, we should have bought a house back then.
Yeah.
Now it's impossible.
Now it's crazy. Oh,
come
my
on,
word.
It's the best economy we can have. The stock market's up, the Dow's up, the gross GDP's down, you know.
Inflation is up, housing is up.
Tell the normal workforce
you now
that.
You can pick up $400 worth of groceries in two hands.
Yeah. Amen, brother. You know you're getting stronger,
probably
man. That's how you know you're getting stronger.
Yeah. So that's better than any health plan you can have.
Yeah.
It's always good when he chimes in.
It is.
You know, he's very poignant. Very poignant. So.
Short, sweet, to the point.
You're content doing what you do.
I am.
Are you content with Hector doing what he does?
No, she's content.
Would you like him to be more busy?
More busy. I mean, he's a truck driver. He's a firefighter. He's gone a lot. So, you know.
How do you? How do you manage that? How do you manage that?
I've always managed.
How does anybody manage it? I mean, that's crazy. I'm tired enough just working. you know.
I've always taken care of the house, the kids, dinner. I always do it. And
that's what I love to hear.
Yeah. So,
and I don't mean like a woman doing her job. That's not what I meant.
No, yeah. Just mean that somebody actually cooks dinner for you.
Yeah. I would love that.
I don't cook often. We'll be clear here.
And I can say this because my wife will never know.
That's true.
But she knows she doesn't cook. She knows it. Yeah. And you
it's
know,
a lot of takeout.
We don't argue about it.
Bring
it's
home.
Fine. You know,
he does that a lot.
That's a good thing. That's nice. You know,
especially
you got
now that we have the little guy.
Yeah.
I'm home. I mean, I go to the babysitter's 20 minutes from work.
Right.
And then I have a 40-minute drive home. So, I mean, if he gets home early enough, it's, hey, you stopping at the store for me?
Nice. Yeah. That's teamwork. Mm-hmm. That is how it needs to be that way.
And yes, she means work is in the middle of home and the babysitter. So she has to pass it.
I have to pass work.
Well, why do you have the babysitter pass work?
Because
the babysitter won't come to her house.
Well, she doesn't drive. And
which is a good reason why she's not coming to her house.
Yeah.
And have you seen the cost of childcare nowadays?
Oh my word. I cannot imagine that. Holy moly. What does it cost?
$90 a day?
Buy one of these warehouses and
what's the point of working?
That's my whole paycheck would go to daycare.
I mean, $90 a day. And that's just for one kid.
And that's, I mean, they have to split, the teachers have to split their time between four or six kids.
Right.
So if one kid is off to the side, they're not getting the attention.
Right.
My babysitter is amazing. She only has him plus one other baby 2 days a week.
Wow.
He gets her full attention.
That's awesome.
So I will take him wherever I need to get that.
Yeah.
So.
Holy cow. I knew it was getting expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But holy cow.
Now it's beginning.
Well, yeah. Our kids, I think your daughter has to kick back some money.
No.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
See how his shade's turning?
I love my kids. My daughter's pregnant. She's going to have her baby in April.
Yeah.
April 18th, I think, is the due date. But like, I don't know if that like really that works was out.
418,
right?
No. It's going to be 420, mon.
426 that's, would be better.
420, mon.
Listen, that's our son's birthday. It's 420.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
He'll be 16. So.
Wow. That is 16. He met at.
Guess you'll be going to the cannabis factory on the birthday. If not already.
No.
What is he talking about?
He's talking about my retirement from trucking and how good it's going to be.
Oh, there you go. I know.
Not really, but you want to go that way. Go ahead. Smoke them if you got them.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Nope.
Because we're not supposed to.
Yeah.
What?
No gummies, no smoking, none of those things with it. Mm-mm. We're not allowed to. DOT says.
Okay, then I revert back to him.
Yep.
So, Hector, how do you like trucking? I mean, you're here.
That already.
I already covered that.
And we're gonna cover it again.
Why?
Because I want to hear what he has to say.
I'd rather hear her than him.
Then ask her a question.
What do you want me to ask her? You were talking to her. I was just minding my own business here.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
How many times a day do you sharpen your pencil?
I don't put a sharpen pencils.
Listen. Keep your comments to yourself.
Yeah. Peanut gallery.
I am not a pencil pusher. Thank you.
They're not pens.
They're pens.
Oh, well, there you go.
Gel pens.
I write in bright red ink so everybody knows it.
Yes. That's fantastic.
Everybody got
who
their own
who do you work
color.
With in the office? You said you're with Karen, right?
I'm with Karen, yeah.
How do you like that? She's a very nice
person. I love her. She's
awesome.
Like a second mom to me.
She's awesome.
She's great.
She's a fan. She does. You both do OS&D?
Yep.
No. How long? Karen does O.
She does S and D?
No, she does D. And every once in a while, Kyle steps in and does S.
D? S?
Kyle and Matt. We got the two of them.
Shipper's really helpful.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got a point.
Does he? Does he really?
Yes.
Not really.
Yes, I do.
I really don't think so.
Even if Karen wasn't there, or if I'm not there, we cover the whole thing. We don't have help.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. You know, it's like you're full of malarkey there, Shipper. So.
Well, if it won't be for Hector screwing stuff up, they won't.
Hector doesn't screw anything up. He's sitting there quiet.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing him up now?
Something to do.
Because I know how to block and brace and lock my trailer.
Oh. Yeah. Attaboy.
And I'm pretty sure you don't block or brace, so.
You don't?
Well,
you have no proof of anything. Mm-hmm.
If he blocked and braced, you wouldn't have a 10-month-old.
No?
That was a failure of communication.
Directions unclear.
Yes. And here at first, what really popped into my head when he first started saying it, I'm thinking, if he didn't block and brace, she wouldn't have a job. Because that's how we get damages.
Yes.
But that's not where he went.
No.
He totally skirted me right around that issue. Right. And I was like,
I took the off ramp. You're still on the highway. Yeah,
I'm still on the
Where'd
highway.
Where'd he go?
I'm jumping off the bridge.
Where'd he go?
What else would you like to talk about, Donalyn?
Oh, I'm.
You feel free to express yourself about the people you work with, the company you work for, and the people you deal with. We just want to hear it all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Go.
No. They're idiots.
Yeah, but that she's only talking about the drivers.
Well, she can talk about me all she wants. Mom, what the hell is going on?
I literally don't know, Ship.
Oh, he untied his shoe.
You are the...
My feet were tangled together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Microphone's all kerfuffled and everything.
Yep.
And didn't he just say they're all idiots? Example A.
Right. You know what he needs?
This is day shift. I'm not supposed to be wearing these boots
now. Do you know what he needs? Lighted sneakers.
Yes.
That's what he needs.
Lighted shoelaces.
Yes. No, just...
You can get glow-in-the-dark ones.
There you go. Glow-in-the-dark.
And you'll see your feet.
Right. Well, make sure you look for that box in OSD and they won't,
it won't get tangled up together.
Yeah, right? No, I love my job.
And that is a good thing.
Between the customers, the drivers, other office people, I love going to work. So I will do it every day. I've got like another 30 years till retirement. So
doesn't that suck? A while.
Yeah.
But it goes by fast.
Yeah.
It really does go by fast.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it does go by fast.
It's only day 26 of this year.
It's true.
27.
Oh, maybe I'm a day behind.
Now you just dated the show. Good job.
Who's calling you?
I have no idea.
Hold on, please.
Spam.
Who is it?
I have no idea.
Well, look at it.
It was a phone number. I don't, like, you think I just have everybody who calls me have their phone number memorized?
Well, yeah. Do you have caller ID?
I do, but if it's not somebody that I know, I don't even know. How do you do that on your
own? I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, unless it's in my phone, then it tells me who it is.
It's in settings. You can turn on your name description.
I really don't.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'd rather just have a phone number pop up.
For the technical section of the show.
So that I don't feel bad when I go.
Please hold in.
Yeah.
So everybody can do that. Let me see.
I just put Jack out of a job. Sorry.
That's all right, Jack.
Settings? And where do you go?
Oh, now Shipper's on his phone again. So. So you are happy doing what you do. You enjoy doing the aspect of the trucking, which I'm really glad that there are people like you who do that that aspect of the job, because the trucking industry needs people to do. I mean, I've always found this the fascinating thing about the trucking industry
is
that there
is
that there are so many other tasks, so many other jobs, so many other, there's aspects to it that you don't think about. I mean, there's a whole office building out in Pittsburgh filled with people who do jobs that we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
You know, and interesting about this job is that, you know, we're sitting down when we're talking downstairs and, you know, Hector's talking about divisions. Yeah. Like I never thought about Pitt, Ohio in divisions. I'm like, I never thought about that.
You only
before.
Thought of addition and subtraction.
No. Multiplication. I've only ever thought about it in terms of multiplication.
Oh.
We want one.
Well, here's a terminal talk. You might want to get reacquainted with what the Pitt, Ohio.
I don't want you. I only look
offers,
at pictures.
Offers, yes. You know, there is many divisions here.
But that's what's, that's, you know, because I never thought about it like that. Like, I mean, that just to me.
Maybe we're you should read this once in a while.
We're all just in the trucking
just
industry.
Just because you get louder doesn't mean I'm not going to stop.
We're an office worker.
Yeah.
And that's how my brain looks at it.
Yeah.
You know, like I didn't think about, you know, what were you doing before?
Truck driving championship. Oh wait,
no. When you went to the port, the port division, the container division. You know, it's like to me, it's all the same.
They call it dredge.
Yeah,
dredge. Yep,
dredge.
It even has a name.
They dredge going to the port.
They did dredge it.
It does become.
If it were me, I would be dredged in it.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be good.
But again, I'm paid by the hour.
But see, that's the difference. Is we're not, you know. So it's like, but anyway. Like, you don't think about that in terms of the industry.
Yeah.
You just don't. I mean, you think about other companies that, you know, when you think about the different divisions, you know, like you'll see, you know, port rats, you know.
Pier rats,
whatever.
Let's get the terminology correct.
For the love of Pete, dude. Well, why is it when you chime in, it's only pier rats will say, okay, I'll give Shipper whatever he wants. You know, pier rats, whatever. And, you know, the container thing and the rail.
Tuna fish cans.
What are the rail dudes called?
Rail rats.
Rail rats.
Oh, so now it's rail rats. Okay, but not port rats. It's pier rats.
Right.
Okay.
Right. One because way or the it's other. A pier. You're going to
but
a
you're
pier.
Going to the port.
Well, it's the port. It's called it's
the pier is in
city.
The port, isn't it?
Well, the pier is. If you didn't have a pier, you're not getting a boat in.
The port's actually a berth, and the pier is where they come into.
No.
They call
what Donna Lynn did, that's called a berth.
Birthing.
Ooh, look at, well, that's the action of it. I'm talking about the noun part.
So in today's English class.
Okay.
Anyway, so my point is.
We just lost the 1.5 we had.
Yeah, that's all right.
Too important.
Well, Guatemala closed.
Yeah. They're here.
My point is that we don't always think about the different divisions.
Yes.
In this industry. We only think about the one that we do. And it's like, because I don't know. I kind of look at truck driving like it's just truck driving.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, look, when you order something from Amazon, do you care about the different divisions or you just care when my order left the Amazon fulfillment center and when they're going to get it to me? That's all you care about.
That's all I care about.
Okay, then. Terrific.
And when I started trucking, I didn't realize there was difference between line haul and day driver.
See? She didn't realize it either.
I just worked at a trucking company.
Right.
That's all that mattered. So,
That's that's it's truck driving.
Yeah, that's
you know?
All it is.
101.
A friend of ours lived next door.
You had a friend?
Yes.
With Hector?
No.
Oh, you knew it separate. You knew him separately.
Yes.
Good for you.
He was our next door neighbor. But he worked for Pitt, Ohio, and he was like, hey, we've got a part-time opening. You need a job. Why don't you apply?
Wow, who was that?
Joe Mercadani.
Some friend, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he checked out to South Carolina, so, you know.
Right. Left you high and dry.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But yeah, he got me there and
that's awesome.
I just knew that he drove truck all day.
Right. Because that's what we do. Yep. I mean, it's really what it boils down to.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a pier rat.
Thank you.
Or a rail rat.
Thank you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So far so good.
Or just a city guy or a line haul driver. Yeah. Or whatever division you work in, whether you know, tanker or whatever.
Yeah.
We're all essentially, we're all just truck drivers.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, it's what it boils. That's how I view it.
Mm-hmm.
And I view you office peer personnel. That's where the divisions come in.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. See, I don't want to lump these all together. Like, you know, yeah. You're all the same. You know.
I don't know about you guys in the office with us, but, you know. It could happen. All. It's happened before.
It doesn't usually work out well.
Yeah. We've had truck drivers in the office.
They don't look good in skirts, though.
No.
I've noticed.
No.
Last time I checked, I didn't wear a skirt either. So.
Now HR is calling you, Murphy.
I know. You know what? I am HR on this show right here. It's, you know.
There would be questions if I wore a skirt to work. That's for sure.
Really?
Yes. I have to be out on the dock, so.
Oh, that makes sense.
That wouldn't be.
But.
I was going somewhere else, but thanks for clarifying.
I was there with you.
Where were you guys going?
I don't
think I went there.
No.
We were going on this ship across the ocean.
Mm. Ooh, it was a slow boat.
No.
Slow rolling.
Pretty fast.
Anyway, so Donna Lynn,
mm-hmm.
This has been a pleasure.
Well, thank you.
I have enjoyed having you on the show.
Why you got to cut her off?
You have any questions?
Oh, I'm just casual conversation here.
There is one thing she hasn't told you about her job that she does.
Oh, what did you?
What's that?
Oh, the community relation events.
She said all of that. What? Wait,
where did she cover
the food drive and everything?
I said all the fundraisers.
All the fundraisers.
Remember, you helped me put it on my phone.
On your phone. That's
maybe.
Why.
Yeah. Maybe you both ought to pay attention.
I knew. I have it in my phone.
Now do you understand why I don't have to listen to my show? Because I listen when I'm doing the show.
You live it.
Yeah. I am. I'm actually in person here. Shipper is like a recording. I don't know if it's live or if it's Memorex. I think he's here.
Sometimes.
But she's having a conversation with me, and you both are like, what, did she talk about this?
Yes, I
did. No.
Don't move
me into that, okay? I have it here on my phone.
And you wonder why you got a t-shirt like that?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't listen to me.
T-shirt.
I take notice.
It's all right.
So what would you like to know? What do you want to conversate about? You just ruined the moment. Oh yeah, yeah. Now it's always me. It's always my fault.
It's your fault.
I'm the bad guy.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just call HQ on me.
Yeah.
Please.
HQ.
Maybe I can get fired.
You mean HR?
No, HQ. I mean the headquarters. Call the headquarters. No, just go above HR because I am HR.
Yeah, right.
On this show, I'm HR.
Okay.
So call HQ. Talk to the CEO, the CFO, the COO.
Well, see or if Jack. I care.
Nicely played. That was good. Anyway, Do you have anything else you'd like to talk to Don Lynn about? Don't hesitate, Chip. Chime in.
No, I'm fine.
He's been chiming in the whole time.
Yeah,
really? Is that what you call that?
Yeah.
It's more like annoying the whole time. But it's okay. You know?
Wouldn't I love have it any other
guy.
Way.
I wouldn't. You're right. He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
So
Hector's already gone for my replacement.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, Hector.
Time. Yeah.
You going to be his replacement?
I can
you don't
smell
remember
it
last time I was here, I was talking to Jack about interviewing for his seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were working on it.
Dude, I don't remember yesterday.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Nothing.
Pizza. Duh.
Pizza.
We just had pizza.
Yep. So, Donna Lynn, again, this has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
I have enjoyed having you on the show. And it's good to get, and this is what I like. This is why I like doing this show, because I like getting all the different aspects.
Oh, don't
of
butter her up now.
I really enjoy getting all the different aspects of the trucking industry, from in the office to in the truck.
Yeah.
One of these days, we'll get a dock worker on here.
Oh.
I don't know why these guys don't ever want to come
out. Why would you want that?
Oh, come
why
on.
Not? They're nice guys.
Talk them into
I
it.
I like them all. What is it with you?
You like them all.
Well, most of them.
I call bullshit.
Oh.
I like most. Oh, I like them as long as they're getting me loaded.
Oh, yeah, now.
We're
we
fine.
Yeah, here we are. Here we are. Yeah, be here a bit. Oh, they can only load a truck fast on a Friday night. Well, they want to go home.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I said
did.
I got my load done. My load was done early last night.
Every night I hear I about you bitching.
Oh, do you?
I
every
had a 10
night?
O'clock cut. I didn't get out until 10:45.
Yeah. Is that what? Well, yeah. And whose fault's that?
Well, whose fault is it? Obviously, the dock worker didn't That's finish right. the paperwork to get up to the yard, get up to the door so that the office people could process it.
Amen, brother. He's
but you know, just... I've often said if we got out of the 20th century and went electronic.
I agree.
We're working on
with
that.
With barcoding.
Really? Yes. Barcoding everything. And
would you like to
well,
go?
We have the pro stickers have barcodes.
That's what we've been trying to figure out why we don't do that now.
We're working on it. They can scan them with their forklift now, but it just doesn't
I'm
go into a manifest.
I'm going to have a bet going. Okay.
Maven's supposed to be helping
Okay.
All right. Are you good?
I got a bet. Hats or barcodes? Which are you going to go with?
I'd go with barcodes.
I'm going to go mean, 50 bucks with hats or barcodes. Which way? I'm going to give you the bet
on
first.
Barcodes, dude.
I know. The new system, it's supposed to end up on the forklifts, which would create all of that.
Again, see? What I said 15 months ago.
Yeah.
You gun it, you scan it, you scan the door, you scan the trailer, boop, done. Here you go, Connie, print.
That's the goal. That is where we're going. We're just not there yet.
We're on our way.
I'm hoping.
21st century. We're going to be 21st century by the 23rd century.
I was going to say.
We're on our way.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
We even get there quicker but if everybody just hid their pencils.
Let's be honest.
Just saying.
There'd be a lot of free astray stuff. You know what I'm saying?
We do a lot now.
It'd be a lot of FedEx if it fits in ships.
Doesn't matter where it's going, but it's going.
Roll across the scale. How much do you think you weigh? I don't know. Well, my guess is too high or too low.
Let's bet, Mr. Officer, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to go with 79,380 for 500.
Mama needs a brand new pair of shoes.
That's it.
Wrong, Mr. Driver. Right. And now you get to pay $10,000 in overweight charges. That's right. Awesome.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's
pre-sealed
crazy.
Trailer, not your fine.
That's what I always say. I don't know. It was sealed when I got it.
Yep.
It's like, you know, yep.
And the
not going to say anything else. Yeah. Nothing more. Don't get yourself in trouble.
And the classification of that being the trailer door was sealed is it was down.
Yes.
That seal on that door sealed.
It was down. Yeah.
So you haul good trailers, huh?
Yeah.
Your door stays down?
Yeah. I don't really know because it's way in the back.
That's what I was waiting for.
All the way behind.
And you're wondering how the NASCAR drop and hook works out, huh?
Yep.
Door?
We don't need
any sinking doors. It's an empty.
I already started delivering this on the way back.
Going down the highway last night. barn doors wide open, freight in the back of somebody's trailer. I was like, your claims person isn't going to be very happy.
Nope. And neither is the customer.
But too. Was it blocked and braced?
No, it wasn't.
As it rolls out the back.
Yeah.
Yes, I blocked and braced it. Did you? Yes, there it goes. See?
I've delivered it.
One night shift, we got a call at the terminal.
See, now this is what I want at the stories. Yes.
So somebody found bubble wrap on the side of 78.
Oh, I wonder where that came from.
And they called us to let us know. So my supervisor that night drove out there, picked just it up, and it wasn't our freight.
Oh, wow. Hey, yeah, well,
somebody else's stickers on it. But yeah, like. Oh my God!
Well, for that matter,
somebody picked it up.
For that matter, at least they were. It was we knew whose freight it was.
It has stickers. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah,
yeah.
But what's,
we returned it.
Yeah, but I mean, how'd they know to call Pitt?
They just called the nearest trucking company.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they went on the Google machine.
But you know what's really crazy? It's bubble wrap. They could have taken that home and had a high old time just popping it and not said anything to anybody. They found it on the road. I was a really honest person.
It was.
Very nice.
I was a little more concerned about the little car that went to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
What? It's a big roll. He strapped it on the hood.
It was. Yeah.
Shrank wrapped it.
A little Subaru.
Yeah, it was a little Subaru. Oh. And he went to pick up bubble wrap on the side of the road.
I was trying to think who drives a Subaru. Mm. I don't know. A
lot of us.
The router before the previous router. Or the the one prior to the one we have now.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
The big tall guy. No?
Not
the one that
tall.
Was there for 30 years, the one after him.
Dude, you're getting way too... Who was in between the 30-year dude and...
No. Matt.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's Matt, the big tall guy.
He is not tall.
He is a heck of a lot taller than I am, so
well,
he's
me too,
tall.
But...
Look.
Do you look up to him? Tall. He's taller.
I look up to everybody. I'm 5 foot nothing.
Enough said.
Good point.
Yeah.
But he's
I look
tall
up to
me.
My kids.
He's very tall. He has a very deep voice.
He does.
It's because his vocal cords are really long.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He used to like you.
If that's the case,
he doesn't like us
you
now.
Imagine how deep a giraffe's voice would be if they spoke?
God.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, I always talked to Jeffrey when I went to Toys R Us.
Me too.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's one place I miss.
Me too, right?
You know, you have a baby and all, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a baby to miss it?
Come back, though.
Are they?
Supposedly. Made headlines.
The Toys R Us, they have in a couple airports, I heard. Something like
really?
That.
Kiosk type things.
Yeah.
No kidding. I don't go to the airports enough.
I don't either.
I should get out more often.
You should. Take a vacation.
Shoeville don't have an airport.
No.
If I go on vacation, I have to deal with people. That either involves flying or driving.
Yeah, and you drive all the time. That's not really a vacation.
And then flying on an airplane with 300 other people or however big the airplane is, I don't know. 100 other people, 150 other people.
Just don't get the seat next to the door.
No.
Can I just rent one myself? Can I be like the people over there at the World Economic Forum and just get my own jet and fly around?
Yeah, John Kerry's got one for sale.
We need to have another conversation.
Oh, well, you don't. You know, you just never know.
It's the Merkle Media money.
Yeah.
The Toyota would be the
best. Oh, you guys have a plane? That's the next purchase.
It is, yeah. I'm waiting for Tony to do that, and then he can come pick me up. Go on vacation. That'd be awesome.
Be nice.
They're waiting to trade in the helicopter that's on the helipad.
The helicopter. Yeah.
Sitting
it's just
next,
not fast enough.
Is it sitting next to the Toyota that's dying? Or
It died first.
So it died on the
there's
way.
Some things you go let die. Yeah. You let the Toyota die before you let the Herald helicopter die.
I don't know. Does crash and burn mean anything? You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, what other stories do you have from working in the office?
Dude,
because
been
that's
a lot.
The stuff.
Yeah.
Right there. That's the bread and butter. That is the stuff that just makes everybody in the office mad at each other.
Oh, mad at each other. Isn't
How
even...
does that happen? All of these happy people.
Yeah.
Working together.
It doesn't
Which is
end
why
well.
I drive truck by myself.
Yes.
Because I don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah, no matter what you do, you have a whole bunch of people in one room, you're going to have an issue eventually.
Always.
So,
bunch of gaggling, cackling chickens.
Not just... right away.
See, I like my office because it's just me and Karen.
See, there you go.
I'm not upstairs with six other people.
Which is why,
yeah.
If I was the TM, mm-hmm. I'd be in my office all the time with the door shut.
That'd be nice.
Yep. It's my own office.
We close our door twice a week.
I'd close my door all week long.
I would too, but.
I would close it at least 5 days a week. Not just twice.
I couldn't imagine that job.
Oh,
that
no way.
Stress.
I could not imagine being in office. No.
Well, you could Joe.
I could what?
You could Ken Joe.
I couldn't do it.
No.
I really couldn't. I mean, I like people.
Yeah.
Not like Shipper. I really do like people. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I could work in an office. I think that would just drive me crazy. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like just being inside.
Oh, I can. And I've told Sean about that. And he said he agrees. I can too. Oh, yeah.
But you could work in an office?
Oh, yeah. For no, about an you hour can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Still got another 6 hours of your shift.
No, I think that's an hour generous for you. It's more like about a half an hour, and that's it.
It sounds like an exit strategy.
It sounds like an exorcist would be needed.
Yes.
To exercise him.
Well, there would be an exorcism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can bet on that, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be the only one left at the end of that hour.
That's fine by me.
100%.
It might go a little slower, but I know it'll get done.
Yeah. You got to have the right people in the right places. Unfortunately, the office is not the place for you. But anyway.
Nope. It's not the right place for most drivers.
No.
Which is why we're drivers.
Yeah.
I agree. In the office out. I got out.
Yeah.
He was an innie. Now he's an outie.
Yeah. Yes. Got out of there real quick, huh? Yep.
That's how I took a year and a half.
And I don't
know
how.
And I mean, God bless anybody who works in the office. Because I don't know how. You get six people. You get six people in an office together, six, seven, eight, nine.
I can't make up my own mind with the 8-10 voices in my head, let alone other people.
Yeah, you need a lot of patience for sure.
Yeah, and I get it because, you know, you're dealing with personalities.
Yeah.
And disorder.
And I already don't like my personality. I don't like me. There's days I'm like, I don't even want to talk to me.
No. Right.
You know? Yeah. Because it's just reality.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're just irritable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I wake up and I don't even want to look at myself. It's like, shut up. Just, you know.
You know,
that's why his check engine light comes on.
It does.
It says if it already senses if he's going to be a happy Brian or a bizarre
or
Brian.
Not a happy Brian. Yeah. Yep.
You know, and you can tell some people when they come into work if they've had their coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people. If I don't have my coffee, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. And everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that.
For sure.
Yep.
So
I would not do well.
No?
I woke up.
Yeah, the meter goes from
He called me and I got up late and for whatever reason, I did not have coffee before I went to work. And I was just like freaking, I was just ready to kill people.
Yeah.
Not literally. Please don't take that. But you know what I mean? Like I was just frustrated. Yeah. It's like, I just could not believe it. I talked to Shipper. I was like, I didn't even have any coffee tonight. Like I didn't even have time to make a pot.
Yeah.
I was like.
There's a lemon trailer going by.
I hate that. Oh, my
word. I went to work yesterday with no coffee, and even Karen was like, are you good? Like, oh, yeah. It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be fun. Strap
we'll
in and hold on.
See who gets on my nerves today.
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Even nice Karen would get, you know,
because
it's just how I am. People.
Yeah.
Would,
Karen doesn't get on my nerves even when I don't have coffee.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that, you guys work well together.
Yeah. We get along really very do. Well.
And that's a good thing. You need that, mm-hmm. which is why I would never make a good team driver.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no, yeah. no, this isn't, no.
You know, if I wasn't down there with her, I would probably not like my job as much.
That's a good
point. We really do get along. We really work through things and.
You're like peas and carrots.
We are. Peas in a pot or.
And that's all I can say about that.
I'm thinking things that go together. I never really thought about peas and carrots.
You never watched Forrest Gump?
I did.
Yeah. Him and Jenny.
But it's been a while. He's in carrot. It's him and Jenny.
It's one of those things that's stuck in his head.
Right. Apparently.
And that's all I have to say about that.
You got
to
turn your microphone so it faces your mouth when you talk.
That's all I have to say about that.
There you go. That worked.
Yeah.
That was helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm always glad. You know. So all of that. Mm-hmm. All of that wonderful stuff. Hector.
Any other stories?
Oh, what do you want to hear?
You could go. All the dirt that's made to print.
They want to hear how you've had
more than
one
job
in the trucking industry, though.
They don't want to hear you.
You had that one where you're basically a driver manager. You had that one in the repossession yard with all those fun stories.
Well, how come you didn't share any of that with us? Yeah. You said you did customer service during the day, customer service at night, and now the claims. What else have you done?
So before I got into the trucking industry, I've worked a lot of different jobs, but
goodbye.
Where are you going? Don't get stuck on the rug.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
See you, dude.
There's another vehicle going east when this show's over, so it really doesn't matter to you.
Yeah. I've worked in home health care. I've worked with the elderly. I went to partial nursing school. Yeah. I was going to nursing school when I found out I was pregnant. So kind of cut that back.
Kind of derailed her life hopes and dreams.
It was the biology section.
Yeah.
Skip that chapter.
You got to settle with that for you.
woman. I've worked in repossession.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How'd you like that? I mean,
she repossessed this and, stuck
something like that.
Nobody ever came to claim it.
It's because being possessed the first time didn't work. They had to repossess them.
Yeah. Yeah. That is crazy work.
Oh, I can't imagine that. That takes real customer service. that's.
You got to stay calm when they're screaming at you.
Yeah.
We've done that.
Yeah, customer service consists of Smith, Wesson, Glock.
Yeah.
There's been times people are going off on her. I'm coming up behind them with tools from the truck.
Oh, yeah.
And she diffuses it before I get too close.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, it's a good thing. Happened. That's a good thing because she didn't need you not being around because you weren't working, but because you were sitting someplace that you didn't want to be. You know what I mean?
Three hots and a cot, though.
That's true. But then your wife,
soap on a rope,
who was with child.
You got something you need to tell me?
Right? It's like,
we can arrange that.
Right.
There's still time.
So it's a good thing that you were there. Because you protected him from himself.
I try.
Which is
to keep him out of trouble. Doesn't always work, but
it's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. You should be paying her.
Sometimes you just gotta let it go.
I agree. I definitely need a raise on this one.
when you did the possessions, when you did repossessions, mm-hmm. How long did you do that? How long was that? Like, how long did you do that for?
When he was driving the tow trucks, I helped out there. But recently I worked almost 2 years with a company that he used to work for, but they needed an office person. Uh-huh. So I helped them out there. And then I was cleaning out vehicles before they went to auction. Once they hired an office person, and it was a lot of work.
Any dead bodies?
No dead bodies, but you'd be amazed at how gross people keep their cars.
Oh no, I just cleaned my car out. Yeah, I know. it's amazing what you find. You're like, holy crap.
That's you have to go up to the Chinese joint there to car wash and hose her out once.
Yeah, there you go.
It's so bad.
It's a crime scene.
It's been.
Oh, I can imagine. Ugh.
It is gross.
Yes. Because people are
especially
gross.
If you know it's going to get repossessed. You know, you want to leave a parting gift for you to find a couple months later.
That's nice.
We've had car seats with mold and bugs in them. Ugh. Oh, it's like, how did you drive this? And did you drive this? Because
why did you drive
this? So the car seat was strapped on the steering wheel?
What? I did have a car seat strapped into the front seat one day, and that really worried me.
Safety first.
Yeah. Facing backwards.
Case of collision, at least the airbag's there to protect.
Right. Like, just smack the baby in the back of the noggin. There you go.
That's exactly where I want my kid, the front seat of my car.
Yeah. But, to be honest, when we were kids,
it was all right hanging out the back of the station wagon window.
Climbing around the back seat, climbing around the front seat.
We had 9 people in my mom's Mustang one day.
Wow.
My nephew was, I think, 3. I was only 10 or 12. Yeah, we had.
That's like a clown car.
We did. We had 2 cars and one of them broke down and we had to fit everybody into the one car to get to the hotel. And
at least you had a good reason. I mean, it's like you were just kind of playing around, but.
They go down the road. Hey, let's pull over and see how many people we can fit.
It was basically.
Safety first.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't going anywhere for sure. Right. We were stuck in there.
Yeah, exactly. You were so, you shoved in so tight.
Oh, yeah.
Anything happens, ain't nobody moving.
No.
You know? Except for
side impact, maybe.
Yeah,
but
the little kids and everybody squishes tighter.
That was, we were all on laps and my little nephew in the middle on the floor, kind of.
Safety first.
The outside.
Yep, that's safety first.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Because that's, anyway, that's a whole different story.
It's been crazy.
It is gross when you look up inside. I even look inside your own car. You're like, so that's where that French fry went.
He gives me crap all the time. I live in my car. I'm in my car from 6:30 in the morning till 6:30 at night.
Right.
You know, yeah, there's stuff in my car.
Yeah.
I have to clean out the clothes once in a while.
Talking about inflation, she's got a $40,000 trash can.
I do.
Wow. What car do you have?
Subaru Crosstrek.
Wow. It's a lot of junk in there.
I had no idea that they cost that much.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
I haven't bought a new car. In my own defense, I haven't bought a new car in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 373,000 miles.
All right, enough with the Toyota.
I wanted to make sure
they have not called.
You definitely got your money's worth on that one. I did,
you know? That's what I'm really happy about. That's why I'm like, I'm not really broken up about it. So it's like,
they don't make them like that anymore.
No, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Is that they don't make them like that anymore.
You should buy two when you're going out. That way you have a spare one. The other one breaks.
That's a good idea. If I had somebody else's money, if I had Tony's money, I would. You know,
I'm surprised it's just not getting drop shipped by, you know, Carfax. What's those guys?
Carvana.
Same thing.
Yeah, you didn't.
The vending machine
online?
Guys. You put the big quarter in, you get a car.
I have a hard enough time just doing this online. Because it's not going
to
happen.
Go down to Philly. There's a big Carvana vending machine right there
really?
Along
in
95.
Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't go to Philly.
Well, I'll make sure you swing through Cherry Hill on the way back.
Nope, thanks. Anyway, I'm good.
Grab a load.
Yep, I'm fine. It's all right.
I'll let Billy. Bill from Cherry Hill say, I think I'm going to go to Allentown this weekend. You can take the Cherry Hill load back.
No, it's okay. I don't think so.
I'll take care of that.
That's
for
not
you.
Yeah, no. You don't need.
I got connections.
Don't. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
I got connections.
Yeah, he's got connections.
Just cancel
the French
that.
Connections.
Just cancel that.
All right, West Popeye Doyle.
That's it.
Anyway,
nothing wrong with him.
He knows everybody.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Mm-hmm. I swear to you.
Me and Gene are like that.
Mm-hmm. You and who?
Gene
who?
Hackman.
Come on, man.
It's like,
what are we talking about?
Like three jokes ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like
Popeye Doyle?
Yeah, I know. I heard.
We just did it.
Yeah,
you want to play the tape
it.
Back?
No, I know I said it. I'm going to call you Popeye Doyle.
You're the one that started.
I am, yeah. So,
ice cold Coca-Cola.
Well, it's kind of warm by now. It's
not really.
Quite.
I took the label off. That's what makes
it warmed it up.
Right, keeps it cooler.
Yeah,
it's the coolness. You know, the weather's changing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's climate control.
It's climate
controlled
change.
No, controlled.
Global warming.
No,
I like
Coca-Cola
warming.
Cooling.
Oh, okay.
If it means we don't get snow in the wintertime, I like global warming. I know.
But
I know,
we live in Pennsylsylvania.
I know, right?
It's 55 today.
I could do without
the snow. And 20 tomorrow.
38 tomorrow.
Yeah. I know. I could do without the snow.
Dude, that was happening last night. It was 58 degrees in Harrisburg, but I get to Cabela's and it drops to 42. Yep.
Oh, my God.
I get to the valley, it's 38. I turn around and go back, it's 53.
Mm-hmm.
And the fog is just coming closer and closer. Oh, I said to him, by the time I got done with the fog last night, it was at Lehigh Valley Hospital Center.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I went from doing 67 to 40 in the last 2 miles of my run.
That fog was crazy last night.
It was crazy last night.
It's been the last couple of days that fog's been lingering. Mm-hmm.
It was weird last night. It was 39 degrees when I left Allentown, and it was 50-something up north.
Right. The northern you go, the more warmer.
Yeah, the more warmer it got.
So that means it's fucking Canada bringing this all in.
Yep,
it's Canada's fault.
Right.
So we're sure it's fog and not smoke reason.
Right. No. Those
not
fires,
anymore.
They put those fires out finally.
Did they?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. At least the fires are out.
Yeah.
You know,
at least
Canada's
not
going to burn down. Yeah. I mean, you know, after a while, even if it is the news, it's not
the
news.
Billy Joel's coming back out with a new song now, so.
I doubt that.
No, he is.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, shit.
Piano Man 2.
No. Google. Hey, watch this. Google it. It's a voice activated thing. It's like AI, but a little different.
But
It's HR.
It is.
It's a new song. It's going to drop in February. Please hold.
Turn the lights back on.
That's it.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
That's the name of it.
No, we cannot turn the lights back on. They're off.
Yes.
The lights are off.
He turned.
We are saving the planet.
Yes.
The lights are off.
You just put Motel 6 out of business.
Did I?
Yeah.
That's too bad, John Baudette. Get over yourself. The light is not on for you. Use your headlights on your car.
Well, they have to do that so they can charge up the Tesla.
Wait, they're automatic now. You know that,
oh, yeah,
right?
I know that. And you know how you...
Speak into the microphone.
Yep, you know they're automatic?
People don't use them?
Yeah, because people don't know how to turn their freaking headlights on. All of a sudden, you just see the car. You see the headlights coming? And then it just disappears.
This is all because
because laziness.
No.
Yeah, laziness.
They call them like daytime driving
lights. Daytime driving lights. Yeah. They start their car.
As long as their dash is lit up, everything's fine.
Yep. Doesn't matter if anybody can see them from behind. Yep. You know, you come running up on somebody, which we have the distance, you know, the sonar distance alarm thing. You know,
the sonar. We drive underwater. The system.
Hey, I've got that too. If you get too close to something, it goes beep, 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 and puts your brakes on.
Right.
And it's ridiculous.
It's like,
welcome to the party, pal.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It drives you crazy.
So a pit Ohio truck and a Subaru are going down the road. Who's hopping first?
Yeah. Ooh, now that's going to be a fun one. Let's try that.
You know, getting off of 78 to go to the terminal, mine goes off for the exit sign. Mine goes off.
No kidding.
Well, you know, because the exit sign says speed limit 20, and you're taking it about 86.
I mean,
because she's running behind. Because she had to go to the babysitter to drop the baby off on the way.
If I'm not 10 minutes late for work, people wonder what's wrong. If I'm on time, they question it.
They want to know what's wrong. Yeah.
What's going on? What did you do?
Where's Hector?
Yeah. Her car went in the shop the other week, and I dropped her off. She was 10 minutes early. Number two walked out and said, are you okay? Right to her.
Is everything okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Number two. What are we talking here? Because I'm going a whole different place, and it's a little shitty.
Kyle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. He's a nice guy. I like Kyle.
Opposite of what you're thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yes.
We get the poop story and then one and the number two.
That's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
No.
Thanks for clarification. Like, an hour and a half into it.
Yeah. So.
All
right.
One and number two. Well, two and three is one. Never mind. Anyway, back to her.
I don't know.
I think he's had too much caffeine at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he's had enough sleep.
No, we had plenty of sleep.
No, you didn't.
Well, he had a Mountain Dew first. Three.
Yeah, you should have brought a Code Red.
Right?
Big 64-ouncer. That would have really wound me up.
I thought about it.
Big one of those.
Yep. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, the
diabetes.
What do they call them?
Bottle.
Straws. Yes. The ones with the curlies. The sippy straw thingy. What they used to call those straws? Crazy straw.
Crazy straw.
Yeah.
Where it changes color when it gets cold and everything.
Apparently, yeah.
Goes with the line of shoes you never had.
Yeah.
His name is written on the side when it gets cold or something. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe. Whatever's going through. Yep.
What?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
So, all of that being said. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We did have a blast.
Absolutely.
I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did.
Did we talk about the things you wanted to talk about? Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No.
Anything else you wanted to mention?
I'm here to talk to you guys. Whatever you want
to
know.
Which is really nice because we don't get nice people to come in and talk to us. Usually we get people like
that. We get people like this.
Sorry, say I something. Brought him.
Something.
Because you're so nice, it's forgivable.
Oh, well, thanks.
We apologize for the inconvenience he's caused you in your life.
I know.
Three times.
It's just proof. Opposites attract. 20 years later, we're still here.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing, though. You guys are married 20 years?
Oh, we've been together for 20. We've been married for 12, so.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Nobody showed her the way out yet.
Oh, she's had plenty of opportunity.
I didn't find a big enough hole in the backyard yet.
I got a backhoe.
Do you? Good to have his number.
I know, right?
And he only lives
pay off one or two in those nozzle nuts down there in the township, and they'll I don't know nothing.
Oh, they will. We'll be good.
They're conspiring against you, Hector.
He deserves
it. She made sure my life insurance is paid. We're good.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Like, I'm like, yeah.
Hello, George?
Whatever. Somebody needs a new hip or two.
Are you going for your second one already?
You know, I'm just planning ahead. Oh, I'm just trying to play. I mean, it's perfectly fine, but I'm planning ahead because
he's perfectly fine, but he's thinking about having it done. It's going to get terribly bad come winter.
Yeah. Come January next year. But, is there anything else you want to talk about, Chipper?
No, you want to cut her off. Go ahead. Fine.
Wow. You know, you see what I deal with?
You know, it's a rough day.
It is a rough day. But
having to put up with him all day. Can understand that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Looking at these two, it's like looking in the mirror.
She feels my... What'd you say?
Looking at you and Ship is like her and I looking in the mirror. The nice ones are sitting over there and the people are sitting over here.
Oh, don't lock me in with you. Just because you're sitting on this side of the desk doesn't mean crap. Anyway.
Hector?
You can go now.
I'll take my baseball.
So, anyway, all of that being said, was there anything else you wanted to talk about? Anything else you would like to touch on? Anything else that you would like to mention?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I am.
There's no dirt.
I don't have any dirt.
That's a good thing. I like that. That's
a
good
thing. I like to stay out of the dirt.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yes. I like to stay out of that department.
That is a good thing.
I don't want to be lumped in with all the drama.
Amen.
Save the drama for your mama.
Yeah, I'll stay on the outside.
I heard
Keep
that.
Looking in.
I heard that. Well, Donalyn, this has been fun.
We're out.
Yeah. It's been it's been efficacious.
Oh.
Enjoyable.
Look at that. He's practiced that word for a whole hour.
I've been practicing that word all week long, so I could say that today.
Yeah.
It has been salubrious. Well, I don't know about salubrious. Salubrious means
how about
helpful.
Isthmus?
Isthmus?
Yeah, use it in a sentence. Isthmus be my lucky day.
Yeah.
Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Good night.
Really, really enjoy doing this with Shipper.
Yeah.
Are you looking? Anybody looking for a side gig?
Always.
You know what? You should come on. You should come out here and do the show with me on Saturdays. That would be freaking fantastic.
Anytime you want me, I'll come out.
Got that right. All right. Every Saturday. See you next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be here.
We're out.
I can't do the 17th, but any other one, we're
That's
good.
That's all right. We're not working the 17th. We're off that weekend. I got things I got to do, so it's good.
You going to come hang out with us down in Easton?
What do you mean you got things to do the 17th? What the hell are you talking about? When the hell are you going to let me know?
I told you this last night. You just didn't listen.
It's the 17th of October? I mean, February? I mean, 17th of April?
What?
Isn't that what we purchased?
This is January, dude.
Surprise.
The next month is February. The 17th is the third Saturday of February.
Oh.
Oh.
You know what? I think I put this in February. I mean, the next month now. Wait a minute. Where were we at?
We're in January. This is January 27th, I think.
Yes.
It is the 27th.
Oh, no, I did put it there. Okay. Well, what's the 10th?
Right.
Oh,
the second.
Oh, the 18th, the 500. That's right.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Oh, shit. Ooh, that could be depressing.
Shipper's having a whole conversation by himself.
I was scheduling myself to be sick.
Were you?
Yeah.
For work?
Probably shouldn't tell us here.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say
no,
it.
By the time Miss Sarah's, it'll all be over.
Oh, that's true.
And then they'll know that you called off and you planned to be sick.
Yeah.
When you could literally just plan a personal day. You don't have to call off.
No.
You can just say, hey, can you put me on the calendar?
The 19th of...
So, thank you, Donalyn, for coming out. It was very fun. I did it. I enjoyed myself. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I had a lot of fun.
It was good. Mm-hmm. I apologize for Shipper.
Nah.
But
I'm used to it.
Amen, sister. Yeah, you're used to truck drivers and they're all jerks. So, I mean, sometimes.
13th. Yeah. What's the 13th?
It's the day before, after the 12th.
And the day before Valentine's Day.
That's it. It's the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. April 13th.
You should probably remember that date.
Yes.
In Harrisburg.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll be there. So, you coming to hang out with me at that or what?
We'll be there.
Are you going?
We have to.
Are you going?
I'm going.
Man.
I'll be there.
Sorry.
Are you going?
I'll be out.
That's fantastic. We are. Well.
What are you, a stalker?
I've got another P&D guy coming too. It's actually something that we're growing. We're trying to. We're trying to have a larger.
You guys should sign up.
Don't you think you have enough going on having a 10-month-old? You don't need something else growing?
What do you think I got her for?
He's coming with, too.
Who?
The baby.
The baby.
To Harrisburg.
You going
to
drive?
I'm going to drive.
Nope, they're walking.
Bringing the stroller.
We're taking the Merkel Media helicopter.
There you go. Me too. We're going on a road show. Let's go. Yes.
Yeah, the antique right. road show.
All that being said, thank you for coming in and talking with us. It was fun. I had a blast. I enjoyed myself. I hope you both enjoyed yourselves. I hope everybody out there enjoyed themselves. And Shipper, if they enjoyed themselves, what should they do? Share the show. That's right, Shipper. Share the show. Share the show with everybody you know. Share the show on Facebook, all the social media platforms, Instagram, and Twitter.
X.
X.
Uh-oh, something.
Share the show. All that being said, keep the hammer down.
Oh, in the hammer lane. Hey, ciao.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You'll never guess the places that I've been. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. I'm never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go, and I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams. Dreams. Give me my dreams.